So, I am back again. I just can't keep away, it seems. So, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, what's another important thing to me? I mean, sexually, obviously, we are Gone Wild Audio, that I haven't explored with y'all yet. And that would probably be my submissive side. So I have had very little experience with any form of non-vanilla sex in my real life. So basically everything I know about DDLG, about Dom Sub, I've kind of come into contact with through Gone Wild Audio. So I thought I'd kind of put my two cents in. So I'm a little nervous about making this. So usually what I think about when I'm kind of in a submissive mood, I usually start by thinking about how you would tease me, how you would say, "Baby girl, no coming, absolutely no matter what," and then you would do everything you could to make me come. So you would go down on me and you would swirl your tongue around my clit and then start to suck on it. And right when I would get on the edge, you would kind of back off, and I would be so thankful for that, because God knows what you'd do to me if I did come without permission. And then maybe you'd slip a finger inside of me. Say, "Baby girl, we've barely even started and you're dripping wet," and I would get so embarrassed and I would try and turn my head away, but you'd grab my chin and you'd yank me back. Maybe you'd squeeze a little bit and you'd make me stare you in the eyes as you did all sorts of naughty things to me. Maybe I'd start sobbing, maybe I'd beg you to stop, maybe I'd say, "Daddy, please," or "Sir, please," or whatever you want me to call you. "Please, I need to come, you need to stop." So maybe you'd stop, you'd back off. And I always picture that I'm naked and I'm sweaty and I'm a mess. And maybe you're still in your work clothes, or maybe you're in your underwear, but you've got more clothes on than me, and then you start to slowly slide. And I'd have to watch you the whole time, no turning away. And then you'd be down to your boxers or your briefs or whatever they are, and you'd reach your hand inside, and you would start to pump your cock. And I would just have to stare as you pumped your cock. I couldn't even see it. Oh, God. And maybe you'd, I don't know, maybe you'd tell me I haven't been a good enough girl to even see your cock, much less touch it. And I'd say, no, I'm your good baby girl, I'm your good baby girl, I promise I am. And you'd be kind and you'd pull your boxers down. Maybe you'd hold your hand in front of my face and you'd let me spit on it. You let me suck on your fingers and get it nice and wet. And then you would pump your cock again. And I would reach a hand down and start to touch myself, and you would smack it away. And you would squeeze my wrist so tight, and you'd say, "If you do that again, baby girl, I will put your panties back on you, and I will put your jeans back on you, and I will put your shirt back on you, and I will make you walk out of here without coming." So I'd say, "Yes, sir, I'm your good baby girl, I'm your good baby girl. I'll do anything you say, just please let me watch you come, please let me have you come." So you bump your cock with my spit on your hand, and maybe you run your hand on my inner thighs and get all that baby girl cum that's been spilling out of me. And you'd use that as lube, and I'd say, "Daddy, wouldn't it feel so good if you were inside me? Don't you want to feel what I am for you? I'm your good baby girl. I've waited for so long. It's going to feel so good, daddy, please. Don't you want to come inside me? Don't you want to feel that warm burst as you feel yourself squeeze out the sides because I can't take all your cum? Oh, and your head would roll back and I'd start to see the cracks in your cold exterior. So maybe you'd start to run the head of your cock up and down my slit, and you'd circle around my clit, and I would, please, I want to come. And maybe you'd press the head inside, just squeeze me a little bit, just stretch me out a little bit, and then maybe you'd start to pump your cock with only the head inside. Oh, I would hate you if you did that. I might start to cry if you did that. I would say, please give me your cum, please, sir. I want it all the way up inside me, please. Please, I want it inside me. Oh, you would be so close. I could see you start to throb. I could see you start to throb. You would pull out, you would come all over my belly. And I would really start to cry then. And I would say, please, please, I want it inside me, please. Okay. And maybe if you were feeling generous, you would scoop up all your hot, thick cum in your fingers, and you'd push it up inside my cunt. Oh, it wouldn't feel as good as your cock, but it'd definitely be thicker than my fingers. I would say, thank you, sir. Sir, please stop. And maybe you'd finally kiss me. And you'd say you're a good baby girl.